I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to yet another musician.
Well, my name's Gene Parker, and I'm a musician, teacher, and I teach at Wayne State University. And right now, I'm doing nothing in Toledo because all the establishments are shut down. But other than that, things are kind of laid back and easy, and I'm teaching online for Wayne State University.
Gene Parker has been a professional musician in the Toledo area for 50 years. He attended the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, becoming a private teacher around the 1960s, teaching jazz history and pedagogy long before jazz education became integrated into the school system in the States. It all began at the age of 7 when he first picked up a saxophone, eventually working his way up to performing alongside Tony Bennett, Diane Carroll, Gladys Knight, Sammy Davis Jr., Wayne Newton, and more.
It didn't happen in Toledo for sure. It happened in Detroit. I was very fortunate to be introduced to the musicians in Detroit and ended up with really the primo job in Detroit at the time, which was at a lounge that was built in a $52 million hotel, and it was kind of the playground for Henry Ford, and he wanted a Vegas-type room, so every week we had a new star coming in, and we worked with them a week. We'd rehearse on a Monday and then do shows to the end of the week. I also did some Motown stuff, and of course, while I was there in that nice job doing that, I was introduced to other things in Detroit. I'm now teaching at Wayne State University, I guess, for the last 15 years, and had an opportunity to meet those people and travel with some and back some and so forth. So I guess it's just being prepared, first of all, and being in the right place at the right time.
And the whole of Gene's career, the one thing that he has felt wholly unprepared for has been this past year, as the ongoing pandemic has hit musicians particularly hard, making performing, essentially receiving a consistent paycheck, extremely difficult.
Live music was on the positively on the downswing. It's so competitive with Netflix and all that kind of stuff. Rising prices, drinking laws, people working more hours, and the expense of a babysitter, all that. People tend to stay home. It's easier to have a barbecue in your backyard than it is to go out. And it got very expensive to go out. It was already on the decline, live music of every kind. When the pandemic hit, I think that was the final blow. And everybody's wondering what's going to happen. Is this going to change things? Are people going to say, well, you know, I really don't need to go out and eat. You know, we're doing fine at home. Maybe I don't really need a movie theater. I've got Netflix. Maybe I don't really need to hear live music. I can go on YouTube and hear the best. I think this is going to be a big reset and a big change. That could be happen. Or people could say, man, I have missed live music so much, and the places are going to be packed when the establishments open again. But I think the next year is still not going to be good for musicians. It may be longer than that before people are really afraid to go to clubs.
Gene's main concern is the demographic that he connects with every single day through his work, his students at Wayne State, students who will be entering into this new environment where concerts, at least for now, are not a priority.
I mean, how are they going to deal with that? I don't know. Every generation has to do it for itself. They have to make their own way. They can't do it like the last generation did, the successful musicians of last generation. Everybody has to figure out how to do it. And the musicians have always survived. They found out some way of doing it. It's sometimes a really, really hard life. It's hard to keep busy. It's hard to keep food on the table. But I think you want to follow your heart, but you want to take your brain with you. And also remember, life is very, very short, and you want to do things that make you happy, but you still want to contribute. And the thing of it is that you have to be proud of it, diligent, and try to be the best you can be at it. If the drummer is the best drummer in town and he shows up a half hour late, he's no use to me.
So although the art form is changing, Gene Parker still believes that there's advice to be learned and music to be heard, that jazz will continue on, shifting and morphing with with the times around it?
Well, I think, first of all, I think jazz is life, and it's a natural process. And as long as there's one person to play and one person to listen, you'll be alive. So, in other words, I don't see jazz. Jazz may be more popular in this decade than it is the other decade, but it still goes on just the same. I don't think it's endangered any way, and it's always a difficult way to make a living, if not impossible for a lot of people. I've been very fortunate. I must say I started my career out by playing in polka bands and square dances, and anything I could get a gig at, I did. I suppose halfway through my career, I've been able to play almost exclusively jazz. I just keep heading towards that jazz because it's fun. I love it.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.